Turn to Psalm 67. I'm not finished yet. I hope you're getting something out of this, because you see, I want that next verse to come out of you.
Amen.
I want that next verse to come out of you, you know? We've always got another verse. Do you want to have another verse?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, another verse. Well, I think you're going to have to understand that that you're becoming what the wellspring is supposed to produce. You're sort of bloated with water that hasn't gone out. Psalm 67. God, be merciful to us and bless us. There's the gimme, right? Give me. Mm-hmm. Cause your face to shine upon us. There's the give me. Now here's where it changes. That your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. In other words, bless us, because I want them to see we're living in concert with you. I want to see them saved. You know, Israel completely and utterly failed to reach the nations of the world. Yeah. They did not become the priesthood God wanted them to. Then it's all about everyone else. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. He says, when there are praise, verse 6, then the earth shall give up, yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In other words, they're going to say, man, if you want to be blessed, you've got to live a life of praise to God. Then the earth will yield its increase. Look at them. Their life's a life of praise. And what we do on Sunday, my friends, is what you've been doing all week long, because there's no way this verse, this second verse and this third verse, and sometimes it's the 64th verse, and sometimes it's a downright opera that lasts 3.5 hours. It depends on your situation. You're going to run out of music, darling. He says, it's a wellspring in you. It'll spring up and become. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that God has got a well in you. He's dug that thing the day you got saved. Someone would lay hands on you and you received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. You had a well dug in you. Yeah. You had a well dug in you. And that water started bubbling out. You spoke in tongues and praised God and said, yeah, amen. And it was just a trickle compared to what God wanted. It was just the becoming process never ends. I mean, have you ever seen how long the Nile River is? They searched for years, centuries to find the source of the Nile. Only found it in recent years. Didn't know where it began. It was just so long. That's how God wants you to be. Yeah. We can see the ships floating and swimming. And the fish at the mouth of what's overflowing out of your life, the prosperity, the blessing, the favor. But if you follow that river, that gushing wellspring, all the way to the source inside your heart, we find the Holy Spirit. He's where the river began.
Yes.
He's where the source is. And you became it one step at a time as you learn to live in praise. As you learn to verbalize your praise for God. See, I don't believe it's possible, and we don't have a precedent for this in the Bible. It's not possible to live a life of praise and not sing praise. Yeah. They go together.
Yes.
If you're living the life of praise 24/7, no one has to say to you, sing and get excited, because what did you do all week? You know what I think? I think sweet, sincere, well-intentioned Christians have been bamboozled by the devil, and here's how he blocked up that well. He got them to think and to believe that just being passive about their faith and not getting into any obvious trouble would be quite sufficient to be a life of praise, and that isn't true. A life of praise is a life with a new song with a new verse for every situation, a wellspring inside you that deals with every situation in the power of the Holy Ghost, and a life that's praising God in all you do, praising God in all you say, praising God where you go, praising God where you don't go. It's praising God. And that produces in you an energy. Now, this is important. It produces in you an energy that has to voice itself. Sometimes in exuberant clapping, sometimes in shouting, sometimes in jumping around, sometimes in playing an instrument, okay, for us turning on a tape, sometimes in singing, sometimes in dancing, sometimes in clapping, but all of it to the praise of God, because the water has reached the surface. And it's got to go somewhere.